From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Pitched battles in Egypt's main square, firebombs, stones, bottles hurled between pro- and anti-government protesters today in the more than week-old uprising against President Hosni Mubarak. NPR's Eric Westervelt is in Tahrir Square, where despite the escalating violence, security forces appear to be holding back.
It's nightfall, and in theory there's a curfew, but both sides are ignoring that and continue to clash in the streets with rocks, Molotov cocktails, metal bars, glass, anything they can get their hands on. The military is pretty much letting this go on. Anti-Mubarak forces say these guys are hired thugs and members of the police and security forces. That's not confirmed. It's a wide consensus here among anti-Mubarak forces that this is sort of payback by the police and pro-Mubarak forces.
NPR's Eric Westervelt in Cairo. NPR's Scott Horsley reports President Obama is expected to brief reporters at the White House this hour about the uprising.
White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs issued a statement condemning the violence taking place in Egypt. Televised pictures of peaceful protests have given way to violent scenes of clashes between demonstrators and forces loyal to President Mubarak. President Obama has repeatedly stressed the United States' opposition to violence in Egypt. Gibbs says the White House is also concerned about attacks on the media. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The latest winter storm weighing down on the Midwestern U.S. is being described as the worst in decades, and Chicago is in the thick of it. NPR's Cheryl Corley joins us from Chicago, where the snow accumulation is expected to reach how high, Cheryl?
Well, almost as high as 25 inches or so. This is really the third largest snowstorm in Chicago since the city began keeping records, and it's still coming down. There are about 20 inches of snow on the ground right now at O'Hare Airport. There's lake effect snow falling and expected to continue to do so in the morning, and that means that visibility is really, really low here. We have schools closed today, also limited or no flights at all at O'Hare Airport and Midway Airport.
We also know this storm has had an impact on the Chicago mayoral race, which has been attracting national attention.
Yes. The former chief of staff to the president, Rahm Emanuel, was one of the mayoral candidates, former U.S. Senator Carol Mosley Braun as well. This was supposed to be an early voting day. That's not happening today with all of this snow and cold.
Thanks, Cheryl. NPR Cheryl Corley reporting from Chicago. This storm is barreling toward the northeastern U.S., parts of which are still recovering from last week's storm. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points at 12,045. NASDAQ up slightly at 2751. This is NPR. Another insurance company in California has agreed to postpone a rate hike. Steve Julian with member station KPCC reports Blue Shield's decision affects 200,000 policyholders, some of whom would have to pay nearly 60% higher rates than they paid in September.
California's new insurance commissioner, Dave Jones, does not have the authority to reject outright health insurance premium increases. But he asked Blue Shield and several other companies to give him 60 days to review impending rate hikes so he can ensure they comply with federal and state laws. Aetna, Anthem Blue Cross, and PacifiCare agreed, but Blue Shield initially turned him down. In a statement yesterday, the company announced it acquiesced to remove any doubt that the higher rates are necessary. Under federal health care reform laws, insurers must spend at least 80% of premiums on actual care. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Today, President Obama has signed the new START treaty with Russia that limits the number of strategic warheads each country can possess to 1,550, down from 2,200. The pact also reestablishes a monitoring system that expired in December of 2009 when an earlier arms treaty ended. The Obama administration considers the latest agreement critical to better relations with Russia. Russia signed the treaty last week. Ratification will be complete, though, when both sides exchange the signed agreements. Here's an update from Wall Street. The Dow is up 4 points at 12,044. NASDAQ Composite Index up slightly at 2752. The S&P 500 down 3 points at 1305. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.